My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, anger. And sadly, I will tell you about that, just like fits of anger. So yesterday, we took my wife's car in because the check engine light was on, went to the mechanic, and they gave us like a laundry list of things that are needed on this vehicle. And I was like, we can't do all of that. So send me the estimate, and I'm just gonna have to figure it out. They fixed one thing that was really needed. And then I took that estimate, and I pulled up Google, and I'm like, all right, I bet I can figure out some of this. So I'm like Googling stuff on how to fix it, and my wife's like, sweetheart, just pay to have it fixed. Like, God will provide, just pay to have it fixed. Don't do this. You've never done it before. And I was like, baby, I think if we get the part, and I look at this video, I can make it work. You see where the anger part's coming in. And so spark plugs is what her car needed. Spark plugs and wires and a coil cylinder or a cylinder coil ignition something. So anyway, I'm doing all of this and watching these videos, and I'm literally on top of, I mean, I'm in my wife's engine compartment. Like, I'm up in it at this point trying to get this spark plug loose. There's eight of them. And this one is in there tight. And so I've got my socket set, and I'm trying to push it forward to wrench it, like to, but it's locked. It's like the nut is screwed on that tight. I mean, it's 150,000 miles, probably never been changed. I mean, it's like at this point fused into the engine block. And I'm pushing on it, and my knuckle, I mean, I'm slipping off of the wrench. You can see, like, still got grease on me. Blood's coming off my knuckles. And I'm ashamed to say, cussing at this point. I'm dropping tools down into the engine. It's bad. The whole situation's bad. And I just like lean back for a second. And I've done all that I know to do. I've watched the video. And the thought comes into my mind, hey, God says if you lack wisdom, you can pray and ask for wisdom, and he'll give it to you. He doesn't treat me as my sins deserve. Here I am like bloodied and cussing at this job I shouldn't be doing. And I was like, I mean, it was not this like long, heartfelt prayer. It was just like, Jesus, I need wisdom. I need help. I need wisdom. Because once they got the spark plug removed, like, unless you replace it, that car's not going anywhere. It's an expensive paperweight at this point in time. So I really, really needed wisdom. And this thought, I mean, no joke, 10 seconds later, a thought comes in my mind, sitting there in the engine, just staring at it with all my parts. And I remembered my grandfather had a socket set that I took from his house in Lebanon, Missouri. I've never used it. It's sitting back there. I think I know where it is. And I went and got it, opened it up, and I was like, that's exactly what I need. And like picked up the part, walked over, attached it to the other wrench, and effortlessly just went, eek, and like got it loose. It was a breaker bar. I needed leverage. And that would not have happened. I truly believe it would not have happened had I not asked God for wisdom. I think he was just waiting, like, are you gonna ask me? Like, I have the wisdom you need. Like, this is painful for you and for me to watch. Like, ask me. Do you need help, son? Do you need help? And I did. And Jesus said that because I think I'm not probably the only one in life who's like facing a problem that's creating anger or fear. Like, if you're stuck there and you're not gonna get it out, in my case, the driveway, but you're stuck there in anger and fear and frustration and pain. And Jesus said this, Matthew 11:28. Sorry, amazing AV team, I switched it up. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's a promise. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, from my frustration there in the driveway to your frustrations in life and whatever you're facing, because that anger is not just with the car, it's with my kids, it's with, I mean, just like in life. So whatever it is, just know you go to the Lord. Like, our way is hard and harmful and frustrating and tiring and exhausting and fear-inducing. And his way is easy and light, relieves our burdens.